All right, this is unbelievable. Donald Trump is currently golfing at his resort in Doral, Florida, and I guess nothing should shock me at this point. I should be used to this, but we are on day 8 of a war that Donald Trump and Netanyahu started that has resulted in thousands of deaths across the Middle East, not only of people in Iran and people in Lebanon, but of U.S. service members. And one of the most offensive parts of this all is that during Donald Trump's golf round in Doral, Florida this morning, he was wearing the same exact hat that he wore to the dignified transfer of 6 U.S. service members just yesterday. Just imagine this. He started a war with Netanyahu, and then after service members die due to his war, he begrudgingly goes to their dignified transfer, wears a baseball cap, and is shifting his eyes around the entire time like he doesn't want to be there, and then he leaves and golfs the next day in the same exact hat. His golfing hat is the same hat as his dignified transfer hat. This is despicable, and again, I guess I shouldn't be shocked at this point, but the updates that I see on my screen, on CNN right now, it's Iran says 104 more people were killed, 32 injured in a U.S. attack on a warship. Over 1,000 civilians have been killed. Oil prices have spiked 30% since the beginning of this war. That will squeeze and choke many American families who are already struggling. CNN also reports on screen now that British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke with Donald Trump about the Middle East on Sunday. Starmer's office said in a statement a day after the United States president criticized the United Kingdom's lack of immediate support. Quote, "The leaders began discussing the latest situation in the Middle East and the military cooperation and collective self-defense." So Donald Trump is starting almost a world war. It's not actually a world war, but it's a regional war in the Middle East where 13 countries have now been hit or are involved, and now other countries are coming to support the United States. And what is this guy doing? He's currently golfing. Something I'll bet you didn't know is that he has golfed about 6 times since the beginning of this war. The reports are that he is addicted to slipping in rounds of golfs during the most intense situations possible. I guess it's my equivalent to like a Diet Coke. When I'm really stressed out, I guess I'll grab a Diet Coke. Trump's, as the president of the United States, is not some weird tick like that. It's to genuinely just go golf and act apathetic as hell. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news videos that we do. That wasn't an ad or anything for Diet Coke. I just genuinely, that's my stress relief. Trump's is golfing. As United States troops are currently putting their lives on the line in Iran, they're not actually on the ground yet, but that is something that Donald Trump is floating. Trump is deciding to go for another peaceful round of golf this morning. This is the 6th time since the U.S. started its strikes in Iran on the 28th of February, 8 days ago, that he has played. On February 28th, at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, in golf attire, while overseeing initial operations, reports indicate that he fit in a quick round. Officials had to adjust travel to accommodate his schedule. This was while they were planning the initial salvo. On March 1st, direct reports of him playing at the club drawing criticism for optics on the war's first full day, but he thought that just because he slipped in a round, he would be fine. March 2nd, confirmed playing at Mar-a-Lago's adjacent course. March 3rd, accounts of golfing rather than heading back to D.C. for briefings. He then didn't golf for a few days and golfed on the 7th and golfed on the 8th, which is this morning. He played at Trump National Doral in Miami, where he hosted the summit yesterday and stayed over. Just think about this. Trump is bouncing from his own resorts to intentional resorts where he can just golf and slip in a round. Harry Sisson points out, if Joe Biden golfed during a war, MAGA would do another January 6th, but since it's Trump, they legitimately don't care. As I mentioned earlier, this is coming at a time when Trump has privately shown serious interest in U.S. ground troops in Iran. This is terrifying. Lindsey Graham is currently on Fox News, as I'll show you, frothing at the mouth to escalate this war. If we do have a draft, the first people that are going to be drafted are people like me. Not to make this about me. We currently have 40 to 50,000 service members actively deployed in the Middle East that are in danger. But if we do trigger some sort of draft, as Stephen Miller always warned about with Kamala, then they would target people like me, a college dropout who is now running a media company, Mockler Media. They would target the sons and daughters of Trump supporters, the sons and daughters of average Americans who do not want to go to war, and that is incredibly sickening. But at least we have somebody who is golfing. He's currently golfing. Look at what Iran looks like. You guys have likely seen these apocalyptic videos coming out of Iran of us striking one of their largest oil refineries and it just exploding rapidly, smoke pillowing in the sky. This photo, or sorry, this video is even crazier. It's like an apocalyptic war zone, and reportedly it got so bad that oil was dripping into the sewage lane, the sewage pipes, and the streets were all on fire like this. Look at this is what's happening right now. And our president is golfing. Reportedly, he's golfed 97 out of the 413 days since returning office. That is almost one-fourth of his presidency spent golfing, costing the taxpayers an estimated $135 million. That's before the $1 billion a day we're spending on this war, before the $50 billion that they're asking for Congress for this war. Absolutely sickening, and this is what I mentioned earlier. I briefly mentioned this at the beginning, I believe, but you know what we noticed over at Mockler Media? That Donald Trump spent today golfing in the same hat that he wore to the dignified transfer of six troops that were killed in this war. Let me show you. He's wearing the golden USA cap today on the golf course, and yesterday he wore the same golden USA cap. What kind of disrespect is he throwing the way of these troops that he quite literally got killed? So incredibly despicable. So I pointed it out online. Here's a video of him in Doral waving to his supporters. I'll show you in just one moment as Donald Trump enters right here, meeting supporters while he's currently at war. We're all currently at war by extension. I'm glad he's enjoying himself there. Chris Jackson points out, war is raging in the Middle East. Gas prices are soaring. Markets are sliding. The jobs outlook is getting worse. And what is Donald Trump doing? Golfing again. He has spent 100 days of his presidency on the golf course, burning $120 million in taxpayer money. And listen to what Lindsey Graham is currently saying on Fox News. He's frothing at the mouth for this war to escalate.
This regime goes down, we're going to have a new Mideast. We're going to make a ton of money. Nobody will threaten the Straits of Hormuz again. But
he's just admitting it. He just said, we're going to make a ton of money.
We're going to make a ton of money.
You know, I was too young to turn on Fox News in 2005, 2006, when we were launching a bunch of wars in the Middle East, but this is kind of how I imagine it. It probably wasn't even this overt. They were probably at least trying to hide their thirst for money. And here's Fox News, back to back, showing clips of Donald Trump at a dignified transfer yesterday, but they weren't showing the dignified transfer yesterday. I made a video about this earlier. Fox News lied to their audience by showing an old dignified transfer because they didn't want people to know that Trump was wearing a USA cap to this dignified transfer. Take a look at this clip right here.
That's your headlines. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Secretary Lady Usha Vance attending a dignified transfer to honor the final homecoming of the six U.S. service members killed in Kuwait.
They did this not only once, but then they apologized after and did it again. Watch, they apologize.
Let's move on. We want to acknowledge a mistake made earlier on our program. During our coverage of yesterday's dignified transfer, we inadvertently aired video from an older dignified transfer instead of the ceremony that took place yesterday. We deeply regret the error and extend our respect and condolences to the service members' families. We honor the sacrifice of those six American heroes.
I mean, Fox News should be more careful, but they did this multiple times. Joe says, our bases are being bombed. Our embassies are under attack. Thousands of Americans are stranded in the Middle East. We're spending $1 billion a day to wage an illegal war, which has resulted in the deaths of six soldiers and injuries to countless others. Where is Donald Trump? He is currently golfing. I'm sorry to be repetitive and say this over and over, but I just find this mind-numbing. I find this shocking that the United States citizenry, I mean, most of us are aware, but that there is a MAGA base that will reliably support Donald Trump through all of this. He is currently golfing as we're spending billions of dollars. This is not America first, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these ranting videos we make on the Mockler Media channel, then drop a like, subscribe. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.